Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Preparations in full swing for swearing-in ceremony of new government at the centre tomorrow. Leaders from neighbouring countries and Indian Ocean region to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Council of Ministers. Election Commission invites applications from political parties seeking allotment of common symbol for legislative assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. President and Prime Minister designate express grief over demise of prominent media personality and Inadu Group founder Ramoji Rao. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh beat Sri Lanka while Afghanistan defeat New Zealand. Preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form a new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. The President will be administering the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Modi and the members of Union Council of Ministers. Mr. Modi met President Draupadi Murmu yesterday and staked claim to form a new government. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that the NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. He said the President has appointed him as a Prime Minister-designate and he has informed her that they are comfortable with the swearing-in ceremony being held on Sunday evening. Mr. Modi said people have given the NDA government one more chance and this 18th Lok Sabha is a house of new and youthful energy. He said his government will fulfill the hopes and aspirations of the people of the country. The Prime Minister-designate said the stable government will prove beneficial for India and its economy as well as the youth. He assured the nation that his government will not leave any stone unturned to develop the nation at a fast pace.
मैं देशवासियों को विश्वास देता हूं कि पिछले दो टर्म में जिस गति से देश आगे बढ़ा है, समाज के हर क्षेत्र में परिवर्तन साफ-साफ नजर आ रहा है, 25 करोड़ लोगों का गरीबी से बाहर आना, ये अपने आप में हर भारतीय के लिए बड़ा गर्व का विषय है और मैं देशवासियों को विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि 18वीं लोकसभा में भी हमारे 5 साल के कार्यकाल में भी हम उसी गति के साथ उतने ही समर्पण भाव से देश की आशा आकांक्षाओं को पूर्ण करने में कोई कमी नहीं रखेंगे.
Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighboring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi, who is said to become the Prime Minister for a third consecutive term. Leaders from India's neighborhood and Indian Ocean region will attend the ceremony as distinguished guests. Leaders have started arriving for the swearing-in ceremony. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina arrived in New Delhi this afternoon. The External Affairs Ministry said the Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizu, Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Kumar Jugnauth, Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dehal Prachand and Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobgay will attend the ceremony. The leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. The visit of the leaders to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his third consecutive term is in keeping with the highest priority accorded by India to its neighborhood first policy and the security and growth for all in the region, Sagar Vision. We have a report from a correspondent.
Mr. Narendra Modi will take oath as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The BJP-led NDA has won 293 seats in the Lok Sabha elections and enjoys majority in 543-member house. Delhi Police has taken stringent measures to ensure safety and security during the event. It has prohibited flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony. The ban will remain in force for the next 2 days. With Anand Kumar, this is Pallavi Parmar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Telugu Desam Party National President N. Chandrababu Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on the 12th of this month. The swearing-in ceremony will take place in Vijayawada. NDA senior leaders and chief ministers of neighboring states are expected to attend the ceremony. This will be the second time Mr. Naidu will take oath as the chief minister of Andhra Pradesh post bifurcation in 2014. NDA allies Telugu Desam Party, Jan Sena and Bharatiya Janata Party swept the assembly polls, winning 164 of the 175 assembly seats. In Odisha, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony of the first BJP chief minister of the state on Monday. The ceremony will be held at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar after the meeting of the BJP's legislature party scheduled on the same day morning. However, the BJP is yet to finalize the name of the new chief minister. Scene of action has shifted to Delhi, where the party's parliamentary board is likely to take a final call. The BJP's 78-member legislature party meeting has been convened to formally elect the leader in presence of two party central observers. Several names of chief minister probables are doing the rounds. Prominent among those are six-time MP and former union minister Jewel Oram, senior BJP leader and MP Dharmendra Pradhan, newly elected MLA Suresh Pujari, Mohan Charan Majhi, and former Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir and Control and Auditor General of India, Girish Chandra Murmu. The BJP had a resounding victory in the Odisha Assembly elections by winning 78 of the 147 seats, leaving 51 for BJD, 14 for Congress, and 4 for others. The meeting of the Extended Congress Working Committee is underway in New Delhi. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, and Party General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and other party leaders are present in the meeting. The CWC will review the party's performance in the recent Lok Sabha elections. Apart from the CWC meeting, the meeting of the Congress Parliamentary Party, comprising all newly elected Lok Sabha members and Rajya Sabha MPs, will also be held in the evening. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
न्यूयॉर्क में नासाउ काउंटी इंटरनेशनल क्रिकेट स्टेडियम पर एक रोमांचक मुकाबला
जब होगी भारत और पाकिस्तान की टीमें आमने सामने
आईसीसी टी20 मेंस क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप में 9 जून को भारत पाकिस्तान मैच का आंखों देखा हाल
सुनिए सिर्फ आकाशवाणी नेटवर्क पर
वेलकम बैक यू लिसनिंग टू द मिडडे न्यूज The Election Commission has decided to accept applications from political parties seeking allotment of common symbol for general election to the Legislative Assembly of Jammu and Kashmir with immediate effect. The Supreme Court had directed the poll panel last December to hold the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir by the 30th of September this year. Registered unrecognized parties have to apply for common symbol to field candidates for polls. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi have expressed grief of the passing away of prominent media personality and founder of Inadu Group, Ramoji Rao. He passed away in Hyderabad this morning. He was 87. In a social media post, the President said that with the demise of Mr. Rao, India's lost a titan of the media and entertainment sector. An innovative entrepreneur, President Murmu said that Mr. Rao pioneered a number of ventures, including the Inadu newspaper, ETV News Network and Ramoji Film City. Mr. Modi said that Mr. Rao was a visionary who revolutionized Indian media. He said that his rich contributions have left an indelible mark on journalism and the world of films. Through his noteworthy efforts, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Rao has set new standards for innovation and excellence in media and entertainment world. Three people have died and six injured in a massive fire that broke out at a factory in Delhi's Narela industrial area in the wee hours. Speaking to Akashvani News, the fire department said that a call was received at 3:38 a.m. and 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. The fire officials further said that the injured have been taken to the nearest hospital. Information and Broadcasting Ministry will organize a variety of program activities to create awareness about the common yoga protocol, along with awareness about the benefits of practicing yoga. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju and Secretary Ayush Vaidya Rajesh Koteja reviewed preparations for outreach activities of International Day of Yoga 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. Public Service Broadcaster Prasar Bharati will broadcast and telecast different programs through Doordarshan and Akashvani Network. The Ministry of Ayush has released a yoga geet for all media platforms.
Surya tujhe namaste dharti tujhe naman shukriya vayu tera dhanyavaad gagan kosh kosh ka abhinandan shwas shwas mein ho chandan vishwa ek parivaar ne
The International Day of Yoga is celebrated across the world annually on June 21st, following its adoption by the United Nations in 2014. The Indian Army has got 355 young officers in a prestigious passing out parade held at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun today. This ceremony marked the integration into the esteemed ranks of the Indian Army. Lieutenant General M.V. Suchindra Kumar, DOC Northern Command, graced the occasion by taking the salute. He underscored the evolving nature of warfare, shaped by technological advancements and modern tactics. A total of 394 gentlemen cadets hailing from India and abroad successfully completed the training, including 39 cadets from 10 friendly foreign nations. In Ladakh, Dr. Mohammad Zafar Akhun, Chairman and Chief Executive Councillor CEC, of the Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, LAHDC Kargil, discussed strategies for enhancing the educational framework in the district. He reaffirmed the Council's commitment to making education the top priority, emphasizing the need to align the district's curriculum with the Central Board of Secondary Education pattern. In a bid to revolutionize the district's educational landscape, Dr. Akhun directed the Education Department to resume residential coaching programs starting in July. This initiative aims to provide a conducive learning environment that fosters quality education. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh beat Sri Lanka by 2 wickets at the Grand Pradari Stadium in Texas, US this morning. Batting first, Sri Lanka made 124 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Chasing the victory target, Bangladesh scored 125 for 8 in 19 overs. In another match, Afghanistan won by 84 runs against New Zealand at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. Batting first, Afghanistan made 159 for 6 in 20 overs. In reply, QE were all out, scoring 75 runs in 15.2 overs. Last night, Canada beat Ireland by 12 runs at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, US. Batting first, Canada scored 137 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Ireland just managed to score 125 for 7 wickets. India will take on Germany in the FIH Hockey Pro League in London today. In an earlier encounter, India defeated Germany 3-0. Speaking on the team's performance so far, vice-captain Hardik Singh said that they have played some good hockey, but there are still some areas where they need to improve. The Paintbrush Art Community, a collective of Indian diaspora artists in the UAE, hosted a unique exhibition titled Retro Revival. This cross-cultural artistic endeavor brings together 22 artists from 8 countries to pay homage to the iconic Paramount movies from Hollywood's golden era. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Preparations in full swing for swearing-in ceremony of new government at the centre tomorrow. Leaders from neighbouring countries and Indian Ocean region to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Council of Ministers. Election Commission invites applications from political parties seeking allotment of common symbol for legislative assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. President and Prime Minister designate express grief over demise of prominent media personality and Inadu Group founder Ramoji Rao. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh beats Sri Lanka while Afghanistan defeat New Zealand. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.